You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 30, Allow Yourself to Receive. We now enter the last section of the book, Doors of Light. This section is titled, The Precious Keys to Life. This final section holds some powerful wisdom from Spirit. We are given a roadmap, a guide that takes us step by step, showing us how to create the life of our dreams. If you follow the wisdom that Spirit shares with us in this section and in the entire book, really, you will be on the path to becoming a conscious creator. The only thing you will have to do is put all that you've learned into practice on a regular basis. The first chapter in this section is chapter 11, and the title is Allow Yourself to Receive, the same as today's episode. Chapter 11 is the longest chapter of this book and has a lot of information in it. In this chapter, you will be introduced to the internal light meditation that Spirit gave to me at the end of 2011. We'll discuss that in episode 32. But in today's show, we will begin to examine the idea of how powerful you really are. You must begin to accept full responsibility for your life on every level in order to completely benefit from this information. You have the power to create a wonderful life or to create a living nightmare. It's all up to you. Once you begin to accept full responsibility for the manifestations of your life, you can begin to learn how to focus your thoughts and start working toward creating a life filled with all the things that you want to experience. Spirit opens this chapter by saying to us that there is no one standing outside of you, keeping the things you want from you. It is only you who does not allow yourself to have them. When Spirit first told me this, I thought that I must have misunderstood what they were saying. Why would I do that to myself? Why would I not allow myself to have the things that I really wanted? I couldn't understand this when I first got the message. But as time went by, it was the only thing that made sense. If we are truly the creators of our life experience, then that could be the only explanation for why I didn't have the things that I wanted. It's true that you first have to be a vibrational match to whatever it is that you desire. And in order for that to manifest, you must overcome these following beliefs. The first sign that you're not a vibrational match to what you want is the fact that you will not allow yourself to have it. And we do this most times on an unconscious level. Over time, Spirit began to show me beliefs that we unconsciously entertain about ourselves. And these beliefs prevent us from having all that we say we want. Remember, a belief is a thought you keep thinking without resistance. And many of them are deep-rooted and play out on a subconscious level. The first of these that keep what you want out of your life is the belief that you are unworthy. Although we have a desire for something, it doesn't always mean that we believe that we are worthy of it. Sometimes we want the very things that we don't trust that we can ever have or experience. Most people develop a low self-esteem due to some form of social conditioning or from religious influence. These things convince you that you are unworthy. If you accept that this is true, that you are unworthy, you will push all that you desire away from yourself. And most times you don't even know that you're doing it. You have no idea that it is you who are blocking the very things that you say that you want in life. You then begin to wonder why your desires are not manifesting, or why it seems easier to manifest one thing as opposed to something else. Doubt begins to creep in. Now, the other belief that will keep all that you want away from you is the belief that you are not deserving. This plays right along with feeling unworthy. It's usually because of conditioning that you don't feel deserving. You may believe that you committed a sin at some point in your life and are now being punished for it, or you may feel deep down inside that you just don't deserve to be happy for some other reason. We discussed this in episode 15, There Are No Mistakes. Please go back and listen to it again if you struggle with this, because in order to begin to create your life on purpose, you must release these false beliefs, or they will continue to block your manifestations and prevent you from becoming a deliberate creator. Let's talk about this just for a minute because it's very important. You can do everything else right. You can start meditating regularly, eliminate negativity from your environment, do your affirmations, and so on. But if you don't rid yourself of these toxic beliefs, then you will not be able to manifest the things that you want in your life. You may be able to feel them, but they will never materialize, and you will begin to say, this stuff doesn't work. There are several reasons why it won't work, and the main reason is because you don't believe it will, and the others are because you feel unworthy or undeserving or both. These beliefs are toxic to your spiritual growth and your power to create. As you work on eliminating these toxic beliefs from your psyche, you will then need to practice letting go. You need to eliminate and learn how to let go. You see, we have become accustomed to trying to force things to happen in our lives, so much so that we really have only learned how to obstruct the natural flow of things. In other words, we get in the way of the universe. You have to learn how to allow things to happen in their time. This is completely contrary to everything you've been taught most times, especially in business. As a global society, we have learned to go after what we want, to grab it and wrestle it to the ground in submission. This is what causes us so much stress in our modern day lives. We are always in a process of forcing things to happen, fighting against the flow of the universe. And let me tell you, the universe is always going to win, no matter how hard you try. If it's not time for something to happen in your life, it will not happen. You can write the best book in the world, but if it's not time to be published, you will submit your manuscript to hundreds of publishers and it will be turned down by each one of them. Because it's not time yet, but when it's time, it will flow effortlessly. That really goes for everything in our lives. That's what causes us so much stress, trying to make things happen out of their time. So a very important thing to understand when it comes to conscious creation is that you must learn to go with the flow, always knowing that what you want will manifest in the right time. You don't need to force it. You only need to allow it. This is why meditation and affirmations are excellent tools for us to learn how to relax the mind and how to let go. Meditation is the key to help you relax your mind on a regular basis. You begin to release control, if even for just a few minutes a day. It starts to train you consciously, because you make yourself meditate. So that's a conscious action. It starts to train you consciously on how to let go and trust, because while you're in meditation, you are just relaxing. It's a new mindset that we have to begin to implement in our daily lives in order to learn how to work with the flow of the universe instead of against it. And you can feel when you're going against the flow. It creates a lot of stress because you are trying to force something to happen before it's time. Many people who are control freaks have a very difficult time meditating because they want to force something to happen while they're meditating. They have a difficult time relaxing. It's really the best thing for a stressed out mind, but sometimes the hardest thing to start doing, especially when you're stressed out, because you haven't been practicing it long enough. There will be some challenges to implementing daily meditation into your life, but if you're ready to make a change, you will overcome those challenges. You must start to practice letting go on a regular basis. I always suggest that people start meditating for just 5 minutes a day, and then it will naturally extend itself. You will become accustomed to the relaxing energies that you will feel, and you will begin to look forward to that time to recharge. We'll talk more about meditation in episode 32. I'll leave you with this thought. There is a level of non-resistance that you must first attain before being able to manifest your dreams with ease. And practicing meditation on a regular basis will help you to attain that. We'll talk more about that next week. Thank you again for taking time out of your busy day to listen. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.